Broadway star Rebecca Luker died this week in a Manhattan hospital from ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. She was 59. Luker was best known for playing several roles in Broadway musicals, from The Phantom of the Opera to The Music Man. Jeff London has this appreciation.
For over 30 years, Rebecca Luker graced Broadway stages.
Rebecca Luker had a glow in her presence and in her voice that I associate with the golden age of musical theater.
Ben Brantley, former drama critic of the New York Times, was a big fan.
It wasn't that she was the throwback exactly, there was nothing quaint about her, but she had that kind of luminous soprano that you associate from another time.
The Alabama-born soprano played a variety of ingenue roles in both new shows and revivals. Magnolia in Showboat.
We could make me.
Maria in The Sound of Music.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
And she told Broadway.com her very favorite, Marion the Librarian, in The Music Man.
That show has been very special in my life since college, when I was 19. It was just a wonderful experience, you know, all the way around.
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love.
As she got older, Luker gracefully transitioned into roles like the mother, Mrs. Banks, in Mary Poppins, and performed in cabaret and concerts, she told WHYY's Fresh Air in 2005.
My voice has just gotten richer, I think, over the years, deeper and richer and more versatile, I think.
I love the man, truly I did.
In February of 2020, she announced her ALS diagnosis, and a month later, both she and her husband, actor Danny Burstein, came down with COVID-19. Though Luker was wheelchair-bound and had trouble breathing, she performed in an online fundraiser for ALS research in June.
There's a certain someone, and I'm anxious he should hear me.
She still had that luminous, beautiful voice. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.